I'm Nala and I'm 9 years old. We have another episode of Audio Moves for you, the podcast that gets big people and little people moving all around, made by the wonderful team at Petra Theatre. In today's episode, it's summer, late at night, and Charlie is playing in his room, exploring the dark and how it makes him feel. Charlie, are you there?
At the end of my bed, or my hand in front of my face. It's so dark, it's almost as if my eyes are completely closed. Hey, do you want to come and explore the dark with me? Wait, let me get out of bed. We can do it just by closing our eyes. You can do this sitting or standing if you like, or even lying down. Shall we try? If you can see the light, close your eyes. Whoa. Can you see the dark? Can you feel it? Wow. Closing my eyes makes me feel like the dark is in me. Or am I in the dark? Maybe it's both. I feel like I'm floating. How does it feel for you? Doesn't have to be the same as me. I think Noodle's floating too. This darkness feels so wide. I don't know where it starts. I don't know where it stops. There's no end to it. I'm holding my hand in front of my face, and I can feel it tingling even though I can't see it. Can you feel any other sensations in your body? If I concentrate, I can feel the tingling sensation of my feet on the floor. Or are they on the ceiling? How would I know in the dark?
I could be upside down right now.
I do feel quite weightless in the dark. My arms want to float up by my sides. They're doing it right now. You can join me if you like. I can feel the air lightly brushing against the little hairs. My skin is brushing against the edges of the dark as I wave them up. Down. If I reach my arms out as far as I can, I feel like they go on forever. What do yours feel like? It's the same with my legs. I could be 10 feet tall.
I lift one of my enormous legs and plunge it into a puddle of darkness.
Can you lift your legs with me? Up and then down
into the darkness.
The darkness rippling out with each footstep. You know what's strange? I feel like sometimes the dark can feel light and airy, but other times thick
and sludgy,
like treacle. How does the dark feel around you? I can feel like it's a black syrup that I'm pushing through with my hands. I hold both my hands flat out in front of my chest and
push them forward into the syrupy dark.
I know. What if we reached down and scooped the darkness up in our palms? What does it feel like? Can you squish it? Can you stretch it? And spread it until it dissolves back into the dark all around. I wonder if we could slice through the dark. Let's try. 1, 2, 3, slice! Whoa, so cool. I sliced straight through. Let's slice it into tiny pieces. Ready? I'm carving and slicing the dark all around me. Are you doing it too? This is fun. I'm slicing up above me and slicing down by my ankles. Well, it's getting harder and harder to cut through, though. It's too thick. We have to work harder. Come on, Noodle. Help me out with your claws. Slice, slice, slice. Hang on. Wait a minute. Every time I slice the dark, it reassumes its shape. Whoa. Whoa. Amazing. I love being in the dark. It feels like it's holding me. Like I can rest in it. Like it's a thick, velvety cloak that I can wrap myself in. It drapes all around me, covering every inch of my body. I think I'm just going to snuggle up in this cloak of darkness for a while. You can join me if you like. I'm lying down to do this, but you can do whatever you like. Just get as cozy as possible. I feel so calm in the dark as it envelops me, gently holding my whole body. I'm going to take a few deep breaths here. In and out. In and out. Sinking deeper and deeper into the velvety dark. And I softly open my eyes. Ah! My nightlight's still on. Just about. Thanks for joining me today. You're really brave for exploring the dark with me tonight. What was your favourite part? Oh, sorry. I think mine was...
Hey, it's me again. I love stretching, spinning, and swirling in the dark. How about you? Subscribe to this podcast so you're the first to know the moment our next episode is released. To find out more about our school workshops, live shows, and other projects, sign up to our mailing list on portraituretheatre.co.uk. And remember, keep moving.